Preliminary results for Colorado State House Representative District 26 point to Dylan Roberts being reelected. That district includes Eagle and Rout counties. Roberts, the incumbent Democrat, received 60% of the vote, with Republican challenger Nikki Mills receiving 36% and unaffiliated candidate Luke Bray receiving 2%. Reporter Kristen Kay spoke with Roberts about retaining his seat.
So what does your selection, at least that's what it looks like by the voters at this point, tell us? Like, what are they saying yes to by reelecting you?
So, I think what I heard when I was campaigning for many months and knocking on doors, thousands of doors, is people want legislators who are going to go down there and actually solve problems. And I talked a lot about my record working across the aisle to pass many different pieces of legislation that are improving lives already, and some of my work that I got started in my first year that I want to continue, particularly on the issues that are most important to this district, which are lowering health insurance costs, making life more affordable, and protecting our environment. And so I think by talking about my record and my vision for the next couple of years, that's what people responded to pretty overwhelmingly.
We spoke earlier this election season, and as you just mentioned, you also then talked about healthcare as one of the biggest issues that you see facing District 26 voters. What's your plan to pass some legislation related to that for your second term?
Yeah, so I think what I want to keep working on, and it's one of the bills I was most proud of last session that didn't get passed, but I think has a significant momentum to get passed, is increasing competition in the insurance market. Right now, too many families in these two counties and in the whole western Colorado region have no choice when they're buying on the individual market. And so I think we need to look at creating a public option in Colorado or an insurance co-op so that people aren't just held to the one option they have that keeps increasing prices. And like I said, there's legislation out there to do that. I have that bill ready to go again, and I'm looking forward to working on it.
As of right now, it looks like Jared Polis will be the new governor of the state of Colorado. How do you plan on working with Polis, assuming he's elected?
Yeah, I think it looks like a lot of news outlets are projecting that he's going to be the next governor. And one of his that I've heard him talk about on the campaign trail the most, one of the issues he's talked about the most, is healthcare. I think he is truly committed to finding some solutions to lowering health insurance costs and making healthcare more transparent and giving people more access to choices. So I think his focus on healthcare will align well with what I want to work on and what I know a lot of other legislators from this region want to work on, which is giving people more access to affordable healthcare.
You are going back to a somewhat divided state house that perhaps reflects some deep divisions in our country right now. How do you plan to address and deal with that?
You know, I think I really look forward to working to continue building the relationships that I built over the last year with Democrats and Republicans in the House, as well as a lot of the new members that are coming in. There's going to be a lot of new members in the House on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, some of the best friends I made down there this past year were Republicans, and Republicans from pretty conservative districts, and we passed a lot of good legislation together. So I hope that we can all, regardless of party, recognize some of the big challenges that face Colorado and look for solutions and not stick to partisanship. And, you know, I was in office during an election year, and now we're going to move into 2019, which is not an election year. It's time to govern. And I hope that people on both sides of the aisle will recognize that we should put politics aside for as long as possible so we can get some good things done.
Dylan, anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'd like to thank the voters of House District 26 from the Roaring Fork Valley all the way up to Steamboat and everywhere in between for entrusting me with two more years in the state house and with a pretty healthy margin, it looks like. I'm really, really humbled to continue to serve the communities where I grew up and where I live now. So looking forward to it.
That was Democrat Dylan Roberts speaking with reporter Kristen Kay. Preliminary election results show Roberts receiving 60% of the votes cast thus far for that State House District 26 race, which includes Eagle and Rout counties.